We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Oh, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show on this glorious Sunday morning in the
Sunday.
Delaware Valley. What did I say, Sunday?
What's
the matter?
What's a Sunday?
Who
works Sunday? Are you Sunny Hill?
I work every day. That's what the days get confusing at times.
I work on Sunday.
Give me a break, Morgani.
Don't start like this. How do I start?
What's today?
It's Sunday.
What is today?
Thursday.
Good morning on a beautiful Thursday morning in the Delaware Valley.
This is going to be a great show.
WIP Morning Show. The one person who hasn't spoken yet and is giving me a glare of...
Sunday.
He's giving me a stank eye right
Father
now.
Father Johnson. Give me a sermon there, Father Johnson.
Keith Jones, good morning.
Hi, John. You're losing your hair and your mind.
We're not even 90 seconds into the show. I'm going to go home with a complex. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show on this wonderful Thursday morning in the Delaware Valley. There are people waking up this morning who feel like they've fallen victim to, being bamboozled, being duped again.
They think it's Sunday?
God. Oh, my God. It's already begun. But the thing is, they've fallen victim to a crime, Jonesy, but they're not sure how to feel about it.
What is it?
No, and it's not the first time this has happened in the last few months, and it certainly won't be the last. You would think, you've been lied to in the past. You're always going to be weary and hesitant to be fooled again.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't help but get tricked and fooled when it comes to something that just happened.
Okay, what happened?
Case in point.
What?
August the 21st. 2019, yesterday, Wednesday.
Oh, that was yesterday.
That was yesterday.
Wednesday.
Fenway Park.
Yeah.
The Phillies looking for the sweep of the defending champs with Drew Smyly on the mound,
mm-hmm.
who entered last night out in his last 15 and two-thirds, allowing 16 runs.
Oh.
That is batting practice for any pitcher, let alone a starting pitcher.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I heard Tom McCarthy tell me what his ERA was against the Red Sox. I felt much better.
Is he? Yeah, so, he does
like
pitch
1 point something.
Yeah, every time he pitched against them.
Sadly, he doesn't.
Seven starts.
The Phillies do not play the Red Sox more often.
He they come in again.
He belongs to play on another team in the AL East, considering what he does against Boston. The game started out just as you would predict.
Mm-hmm.
Run by the Sox in the first. Run by the Sox in the second. Managed to limit the damage, allowing those two runs, Jonesy. He's not a guy who can throw hard, so he relies on location, and he wasn't hitting his spots. After two innings, it's going to be a long night. They're gonna get blown out here. It's probably going to be like 9-1, and they'll split the series. Everybody's going to be hesitant, and oh great, they dropped 2 or 3 to San Diego, split with the Sox. They're going to go play Miami now, where for some reason they can't seem to beat the Marlins. Well, Smyly, after those couple close calls, Gabe Kapler made the call to the bullpen. And rightfully so. They have off tonight. With an off day coming, he had to go all in. And thankfully, in games past, even though they had an off day, and there was a couple series we can point to, he didn't do that. But he went all in and did whatever it took to get the win yesterday. And, Al, it was working.
Mm-hmm.
For Gabe, as you can point out a lot of the negatives, and we certainly have this week, he ended up using 5 relievers last night. And each and every decision he made worked.
Well, whenever you go to a Hughes in your lineup, it's going to work.
And I certainly love Rhea. Jared Hughes' entrance to the mound in relief, where
Family
he sprints
happy,
as fast as he can to get to that mound. And it's really odd to look at. Anyway, so pitching was doing its job. The question is, would the bats do theirs facing Porcello, who...
He's awful.
He's a good pitcher, though.
No, not this year. He's not. He's been brutal all year.
Well, it didn't start out all
terrible
that great.
Terrible all year.
But until the fifth inning, Cesar Hernandez leads off with a double. He ends up scoring on an error by the third baseman. But they got a run. A run is a run is a run, and suddenly the deficit is cut in half. It's 2-1. Adam Haseley then draws a walk, setting the stage, possibly, for the fireworks with Bryce Harper. And this is what happened.
Swung on, hit in the air, deep left field. Looking up is Benintendi, and that is gone. Onto the top of the Green Monster, Bryce Harper with an opposite field home run. It's his 27th of the year, a two-run shot, and the Phillies take the lead. It's now 3-2.
Now, you add in addition to that Harper home run, Corey Dickerson knocks in two more insurance runs. Bullpen with a lights-out performance. Al, the Phillies swept the Red Sox. And Gabe Kapler,
yep.
Whether you want to admit it or not, he played a huge part in that game.
Yeah, good leadoff hitter.
He made the proper decisions to with the bullpen at the proper time. He let Drew Smyly sit out there and roast and wait till it was 5-0 before yanking him because he hadn't gone enough innings or enough pitches to where he didn't want to expense the bullpen. He made all the right decisions last night, and for all the criticism we've given over these past few days, he made all the right calls. And now with the Phillies, Jonesy, it certainly appears like every game has been like the NFL now. It's live and die on each and every game with this team because of, in spite of all their issues, they're right in the thick of things with the wild card hunt.
Yeah, every team that they're around won.
Which didn't help.
From the division.
You're right. You're right. Every
Braves,
possible team.
Nationals all won.
That could have lost and helped the Phillies yesterday,
yeah.
All won.
Yeah.
Having said that, I knew the moment that final out was recorded, even when they were up 5-2 and Hector Neris comes on the mound for the save, we all knew what happened, how close call it was with Hector Neris. The game prior, I was expecting them to end a little closer than it did, or expecting a collapse perhaps, and it didn't happen. Hector Neris was wonderful, and I knew the moment that third out was recorded, everybody was about to fall victim again, Jonesy. Falling victim to being pulled back in by the Philadelphia Phillies.
Oh, they pulled you in, did they?
They absolutely did. The moment that they swept the Red Sox, they've won 6 of 8 now, Jonesy.
And you're thinking because the Red Sox are a really good team?
They're not a bad team.
No.
They're a good team. They're not a great team, but they're a good team. And you went to Fenway, where the Phillies haven't won a series since, what, 1990? And
the Red Sox are terrible at home this year.
They're terrible at home?
Terrible.
Why are you going to rain on my parade already?
Well, I'm just telling you the honest
truth. Which is weird,
truth,
isn't it? They're better. They're good on the road.
They are
like
good
seven
on the
games
road.
Over 500.
They stink there.
Listen,
yeah,
I have news for you guys.
What is it?
I think a ton of Philadelphia Phillies fans were just pulled back in as well.
Did you see how many fans were there?
There were a lot.
A lot.
They, on top of the wall, he caught the home run.
Oh, that was great. The
it
guy
was
who
great.
Called it. It was like Bryce, you know, aimed it right for him.
Yeah.
And so, they were vocal, too.
Yes, they
it's
were.
It's a good holiday. It's a good weekend or to go down there. A good week to go down there.
But anyway, the question
they're
I have.
They're in.
Who's in?
The Phillies.
Are in what?
They're in the race.
They're in the race. Yes, but,
they're in the race.
But no. They've always been.
Miami.
They've always been in the race. But it's you sat there with no emotions because of everything that's happened. You're kind of like, okay. Well,
because
won,
one guy gets hot, we were waiting for this for Harper to get just one of those streaks where he carries you. Now he's got to keep doing it, and Hoskins has to join in. This is what you were waiting for.
Yes.
That you signed this guy because he can be the guy that carries a team.
And this is great. And it's one of the many questions I have for everybody listening this morning. They pulled me back in. I have to imagine there are a ton of Phillies fans out there this morning that I would guarantee you after what transpired last night, completing the sweep, 6 of 8.
Yep.
They're pulled back in. Emotionally invested again.
Yeah. And especially since Game 3, the Eagles doesn't have the same highlight film feel.
Doesn't have anything. Doesn't have a feel at all. It's how long is this game going to be? How many minutes am I going to watch? We'll get into all that.
Yeah, but it's perfect timing.
It's perfect timing. Yeah. But in addition to that, Jonesy, I need your expertise.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how closely you've been paying attention to specifics about this Phillies team over the past week. Something happened which may reverse the fortune of this baseball team, in addition to Bryce Harper getting hot out.
Charlie Manuel came on board.
That plays a part, but there's also something else. I want to take you back, because you haven't been here, Jonesy.
Yeah.
I got to take you back to Sunday. They dropped 2 of 3 to the Padres, right?
Mm-hmm.
They went 4 in a row, then dropped back-to-back. Finale on Sunday, they had 4 hits total.
Yeah.
2 of them were by Gene Segura. It was an awful, awful performance. Well, after the game, the coup de grace, the cherry on top, which sent everybody in a fiery rage, was what the manager had to say first things out of his mouth after they had lost that finale.
Really proud of the grind in the at-bats. Saw 110 pitches off their starter. Saw 27 pitches with three outs in the ninth inning.
Jonesy, they struck in the ninth inning. They saw 27 pitches, but they all struck out. They worked the pitcher for 110, and they lost the game in disgusting fashion to the Padres. They dropped two of three. That is the last thing anybody wants to hear your manager say.
Sure,
it's very Gabe Kapler. But it sent everybody into a rage on Monday. In fact, on Monday, I know I did, and I know there were other hosts here on WIB who did the same thing. I used the term participation trophy when referencing Gabe Kapler's managerial style. Because it certainly appears everything that he says, at least in front of a microphone, and by all indications, that it's all go get him next time, sport. Everything will be fine. Focus on the later rather than the now. It is what it is, which I know it wouldn't fly with you, Jones.
Yeah.
So this happens, right? They have an off day on Monday. Well, prior to game one against Boston on Tuesday, something wonderful happened that Phillies fans were happy to hear. Right here on WIP, Gabe Kapler spoke with Scott Fransky prior to the game. And when asking a question about Rhys Hoskins and the slump that he was in, Gabe Kapler kind of gave a little indication as to what he's been listening to during the off day.
This is not about, like, giving everybody an award. I know some of the stuff that's been talked about on talk radio. It's more about saying, you did your job. We respect that more times than not over the course of the next 10, 20, 30 games. That is going to yield a result like a double or a home run, and we trust in your process. I'm protecting my player.
Now, Jonesy, he was mad. He said that with authority.
Yeah.
He said talk radio, and he used the term participation trophy.
Yeah.
Jonesy, he's been listening to WIP.
Yeah.
He's been
or
listening.
Or he's hearing the rumblings about it, too. So.
And hearing what we and every Phillies fan is saying about him, not only about his over-the-top positivity, but how he has been managing games. This is, what we've been talking about. After you drop two of three to the Padres and you are where you are. Well, yesterday, he came on, as he does every Wednesday, and I asked him about that over-the-top praise that he gave on that Sunday game. And after dropping two of three, this is what he said.
I should have shared a little bit more context about what I was saying. So we're not giving out participation trophies. I'm not patting guys on the back to say, at least you tried, by way of example. Results matter in this business, of course, and 40,000 fans remind us of that every single night.
Jonesy, he just admitted what he said was over the top.
So he learned a lesson.
He learned a lesson. Yes.
It's part of being a young manager who has never had experience before. And the reason why most of those young managers have a veteran bench boss with them when they arrive.
Right.
And
which
they did
he didn't
not
have.
Support him with that. So in fairness to him, if he actually and is honestly talking about it, has learned some lessons from that, then that's a positive.
Well, keeping everything you've just heard in mind, you got that great comeback win last night. We're hitting, pitching, and managing. We're all great. I would assume post-game, Gabe's definitely going over the top, you know, with positivity and praise of everybody. Kevin Keenan, who's filling in for Joe Wechter, he and I sat back and listened to the entire post-game early this morning. We were asleep by the end of it.
Good.
He said nothing over the top. Super exciting. It was so drab and boring.
Good.
Jonesy.
Maybe he'll figure it out.
Everything that we've just heard and I've explained comes to this, and I ask the entire listening audience the same question. Is it possible, with the insertion of Charlie Manuel and Gabe Kapler listening to WIP, he's had an awakening? He's learning? He's going to adjust? We may see a different guy moving forward.
Give it time.
Al, do you share that same mindset Jonesy does? Could we have finally had an awakening? You know Gabe Kapler, the player, better than anybody here.
Well, the player is a lot different.
What would worry me
is that he listens
to WIP.
Yeah, that would be. I would be really worried about that.
Maybe he's just taking key notes here.
Huh? No, but you hope the message is coming from somewhere else other than here. We're in real trouble.
But he referenced WIB. He's been listening.
No, I know.
He referenced participation trophy more than once.
So the next lesson for Gabe is don't listen to WIB.
Yes, I agree.
So he's got one down. Let's move on to the next one.
But he is paying attention to certain things that we all believe he's doing incorrectly, not just a random person who may be, their facts may be completely out of sync.
Well, he's got it. I think all he has to do is realize if he gets in the playoffs and wins, he's got a job.
See, I agree with that. And I also, if you're the head guy and they send down an old veteran former manager to sit beside you, you know you're in trouble.
Yeah.
So he's going to learn those lessons and be a little more open-minded to that right now.
No, and it's great because
if he loves his job, which I think he does.
He's not, you know, being the last man standing on a hill with the general manager and president who have been very staunch in their approach and have been unwielding. You see a bit of a bend in Gabe Kapler for the first time, which, in addition to winning 6 of 8, is such a positive sign. And that's why I ask everybody this morning, has Gabe Kapler finally had an awakening? And are you buying back into the Phillies? Plus, Jonesy, I got some awesome prizes this morning. I got a pair of tickets to Phil's Pirates, the 26th, beautiful. This coming Monday. I got a pair of tickets to Social Distortion and Flogging Molly. I know you're a big music guy. That's this coming Saturday, the 24th, at the Met. And I have a $25 gift card to Wendy's. Last night.
It's a lot of Frosties.
Last night, Al, may have been fooled twice. The Phillies may have fooled me, may have not.
Mm-hmm.
Something else happened. Time will tell. Right around 9:15 Eastern Standard Time last night, a video was released showing a certain 76ers player hitting three after three after three in a game. A mock simile of a game. His name is Ben Simmons. Jonesy, his form is still the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life. But I still got excited watching it. I thought about what could be. I thought about, and you're well aware of a lot of the lines in the NBA. You still pay close attention. Ben Simmons, you know, connected on only, if he connects on only a handful of those, what we saw in that video in the upcoming season, Sixers very well could be in the NBA Finals. He could be that X factor, Jonesy. And you better believe he's going
to
be.
Yeah, can't wait to see it in the game.
Well, the thing is, we've seen this before. And much like the Phillies, I'm being sucked into something that may be a complete lie. With those two wonderful examples in mind, give me something you've been fooled by. A player, a team, a front office member. Top three win one of these great prizes this morning. 888-729-9494, #9494 on your AT&T and Verizon wireless cell phone. Keith Jones is in this morning. What's up, Keith?
How you doing, buddy?
You got problems today. Right now, you're a centerman with two wingers that won't come back.
Yeah.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.